Hey guys, and welcome back to Two Coach Girls. It's Jory here.
And it's Abby right over here. How's it going, y'all?
Anywho's, I'm in a googly mood. It might be a little loud on my end, so sorry. I'm back in New York and the windows and everything is just super loud here. So just an FYI, if you hear sirens or honking or people screaming outside and acting crazy, because that's New York. But what's up,
Ab? I'm in Tel Aviv at the moment, so I'm also, you know, going to put that out there. You know, we're just city girls, and we can't control the wildness of the outdoors.
Two city girls in a crazy world.
I feel like we're
oh, well. I feel like that's something my mom would say.
I feel like we're just like, I don't know. I feel like we're both kind of out of it this week. But that's fair because you've been, you know, traveling across the U.S. as you do.
Yeah. So I went to Chicago and then I went to Cleveland to see my fam. So that was super fun. I went to my first baseball game outdoors. Obviously, it's outdoors, but my first like big social event.
Oh, I thought you meant your first baseball game ever. And I was like, hello. You're American.
I know, right? My first one post after COVID and whatever. So it was so great to be with people. It felt so weird, but it was also so fun. So I did that. What else is going on? My boyfriend met my parents and I met his. What? So that was intense. I know. I'm scared. It went well. It went really, really well. Super fun. He came for Shabbat, but it's like, you know, we're going to be candid here, you know, because this is the place where I let it out. It's like scary stuff. Like people don't tell you that, like, oh, they're like, okay, so then you meet the parents and then this happens, then you get engaged and then this happens. And I'm like, no, it's not easy and it's scary. Like, it's like fun. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, it's very fun. But then it's like, now it's getting more serious. And then it gets more serious again. And then like, what happens if you have to end up your whole life with this person? So I'm kidding.
No, for sure. I mean, I thought you were talking about like it's scary to just like meet the parents. I mean, personally, parents love me. I'm the golden girl. And I feel like you come off as the golden girl too, you know?
You're definitely the golden girl. No, for I would say they do, but I would just say like, you know, it also doesn't have to mean something so big that as what I'm saying, it could be like chill, like, okay, you're meeting the parents. It's not that big of a deal. It's not like, you know, you're getting the ring next, which like, let's not talk about that because that scares the shit out of me. But that's what like a lot of people, I would say in the Orthodox Jewish world think, you know what I mean? Okay, so you meet the parents and then next step is blah, blah, blah.
Take it at your own pace.
And
there are no rules.
Agreed.
No rules on Two Coach Girls.
No rules.
Let your freak flag fly and you do whatever you want. And you know what? If Saul likes it, then put a ring on it. Or, you know, or just don't put a ring on it.
Or put a ring up his behind.
What is happening? Ever since we had our Israeli comedian last week, we're just like all over the place. But Judaism, because we're Two Coach Girls, it's Shavuot coming up.
Yes. Yes, yes. So excited. This is the holiday. One sec. I have the details up so we can read about it. Shavuot. What does it mean? It means the festival.
No. We're reading about it,
what?
Like, you know, just to make sure that we're clear. Like, we're also checking in on ourselves, checking in on our own Jewish knowledge. There's so many Jewish holidays, and like I think all me and Jory know is like, oh, you eat dairy, and like, okay, Jory, give us the rundown.
Okay, so it's the Feast of Weeks, commemorates the revelation of the Torah on Mount Sinai to the Jewish people, and occurs on the 50th day after the 49 days of counting the Omer. Okay, I know it's when we get the Torah, and then we eat the dairy. That's all I have, and that's what it says: the Feast of Weeks. Maybe it's because you feast after the weeks of counting the Omer.
Clearly have a PhD in Jewish holidays. Could do you know? Wow, it's like embarrassing that I went to Jewish school and like honestly, I just never really cared about like these were not my favorite holidays. So what's the difference between this and Simchat Torah?
I don't
Okay,
know.
because okay,
Wait, one sec. Let me finish saying one more thing about
okay.
Shavuot, and then let's look up what's the difference between Simchat Torah and Shavuot. So, also Shavuot, you go to synagogue, you listen to the Ten Commandments, you eat dairy food, and you stay up all night to learn, and you read the Book of Ruth.
Oh,
So,
Ruth, strong female character.
strong Jewish character. Okay, so difference between Shavuot and Simchat Torah.
This is so embarrassing.
Shavuot celebrates the receiving of the Torah.
Okay.
Simchat Torah is when that's when we end the reading the book of the Torah.
Oh.
And then we start new,
Okay,
remember?
yes, we did know this. So, thank you guys for being here while me and Jory refreshed our Jewish memories. And, I just love receiving it. I love finishing the Torah. Because it's always, like I feel like the Jews back in the day, like they were just so genuinely excited. And sometimes I feel like I don't have that, but I like, that we have to commemorate each year to be like, you are excited. The Torah is a gift. And we should just be hyped for that. So that's my Dvar Torah on my end. That's what I have to say. But so how are you celebrating this year? You're gonna be in New York with the roomies?
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna be in New York, not doing anything crazy. I'll probably go to Central Park in the day, lay out, drink, do my usual. Maybe like order
Right,
pizza,
you have to sprinkle
from,
dairy in there.
yeah. So we have a place that's called Viva's on the Upper West Side, which obviously you know, but I don't know if all the listeners do. And they, it's definitely like not really like okay, but like they'll deliver their kosher and they'll deliver pizza anytime during Shavuot. So like we'll just get it delivered to the park or something and we'll lay out and we'll chill. So looking forward to that. But yeah, what do you, probably macaroni and cheese, grilled cheese, all the cheeses, cheese spread,
Low
charcuterie.
key, I'm probably lactose intolerant, but my body is ready. I don't know like if your experience with dairy, and we don't have to go into that. But yeah, actually with me every year, like with my family, we always buy a cheesecake from Costco or two cheesecakes, depending on how many people are there. And I have big news is that, I love doing holidays with friends, which is something I do often in Israel. But both my parents are here. Both of Papa and Mama Adler are here to, they just landed on Thursday, so I'm gonna get to celebrate Shavuot with them. And I'll see if we can find a cheesecake that's worthy of Shavuot in Israel, like worthy of Costco cheesecake. Have you had a Costco cheesecake? Anything at Costco is amazing.
I don't think I've had a Costco cheesecake. No, I have not. I feel like I'm missing out big
So
time.
that's another Dvar Torah that I have for you is this year you and your roommates should go to Costco, get a cheesecake. Anything Costco is for me. So I'm happy that I could bring the cheesecake tradition with my parents in Israel this year. And yeah, so it sounds like we both have very, very cheesy plans.
Good job. Yeah, that's so wait, that's so exciting. Okay, cool. So your mom's here. Tell me more. So where she's staying at your grandparents, but she's at your place right now?
No, so I am also by my I'm in the same apartment in Tel Aviv. Honestly, like I don't think I'm gonna be in Jerusalem for the next couple of weeks. So for those of you that are big fans of like me coming to you live from Jerusalem, or not live, I guess, I'm not gonna be in Jerusalem for like the next couple of weeks because I stalked my parents and this is where they're located and like they're super excited to be next to the beach. My dad actually hasn't been here in 3 years, so he's like going off the walls. He's so excited to be back here in Israel. And yeah, and actually, my mom got
No.
here just in time for Mother's Day. So I just feel like there's a lot of holidays coming up, national and also Jewish at the same time. So I don't know. We don't really like, I don't even think that like she realized that it's Mother's Day yet. It kind of sneaks up on you every year, but I definitely want to do something special. And I also realize that it falls on some the Jerusalem Day. So another holiday that's coming up, and I need to make sure that I might not be in Jerusalem now, but I need to make sure I'm there because it's a holiday specifically for that city. It's not relevant to any other holiday, and it will just be such a special time. So maybe I could bring my mom to Jerusalem on Jerusalem Day, and I'll be celebrating my mom in Jerusalem all at the same time. Because me and Jory, I'm sure something you guys know. If not, we love our moms, and we love each other's moms.
I literally love Abby's mom. Your mom is so – she's the best. She's so cute, and she's so sweet. I love her so much. It was just so great seeing her face a little bit earlier. So Yom Yerushalayim – is Yom Yerushalayim like – what is it like? What holiday is it similar to? Like in Israel, like, is it like partying and crazy? Like Yom Ha'atzma'ut? Like, what are the vibes?
So that's like, I feel like yes, but only in Jerusalem, because like, why do other cities care really about, you know, celebrating, you know, I feel like if you don't live in Jerusalem, but you want to celebrate Jerusalem Day, like you come into the city, you know, I don't know. Like you can't really, like, you can't say that a lot of, cities have like,
there's not like a New York City day. There's not like a New York City day where you celebrate New York City.
Like, you know what? They should have that day because like New York City is definitely something to celebrate. So yeah, I just like, and it's funny because like I didn't like Jerusalem so much, you know, until I moved here, and I can't like, because I was like, oh, like I want to be in Tel Aviv. Like that's where stuff is really happening. That's like, you know, the closest, the craziest city here. But like, there's just so, like, something's just so unique about Jerusalem where you feel like the antiquity of it. And like, you know, when you walk down the streets and there's the cobblestones, and I just like, I feel like I'm going back in time. So that is something that I, even though I work in Herzliya, I will be sure to make it there with my mom, hopefully, if we're both not too busy. I don't think that I get off actually from work for Jerusalem Day because you know, but you know, maybe I'll I'll make it my holiday. I'll ask to get off. No, okay, I'm not gonna
you'll figure it out.
I'll get there. But for Mother's Day, what are you doing? Anything special?
Yeah. So my mom's coming in from Cleveland. So she's coming in on the Shabbos, and then we'll be together for like a week. So excited. So I think on Sunday we're going to go to Noi Zoo, which is like a really good restaurant on the Upper West Side. It's the best, like fancy. And then she really wants to do, we would obviously go to a Broadway show, but like they're not happening right now. But she really was interested in doing like a Hamilton tour of New York because like Hamilton, a lot of things happened in New York City. So I think we're going to do like a Hamilton walking the streets tour. I'm like, where this document was signed, where this document was signed. And then I'll be thinking about, oh, this is where the song took place, you know, in the room where it happened. Looking forward to doing that with my mom. And yeah, I think that's about it for my situation. But it'll be really fun. We'll take pics. We'll FaceTime you and your mom.
Yeah, we should do that. It just sounds like the most, like, you're really giving her like the Big Apple experience, you know?
Yeah, of course. Like you got to. And especially when you're with your mom, you know what I mean? Like you can go to those fancy restaurants and I'd have to feel bad about paying so much. Because, you know, I'm not going to Noi Zoo on a daily basis with girls. Like,
Noi Zoo is a fancy kosher dairy restaurant, right?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I've been there like once.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, in my college career. So,
yeah, it's a special place.
What's your favorite thing about your mom?
Stop. That's a cute one. Let me think. Obviously, there's so many things. I would say she's always just a good listener. And like, even if I do something wrong, which I do a lot, doesn't usually seem to judge me. And there's been times obviously where she has, and then we got in a fight and then we yelled and screamed at each other. But for the most part, she never judges me for anything that I do. And she's always like calm and like helps me like think things out calmly. What about you?
That like definitely, I get what you're saying about like I don't know. Sometimes I'll call my mom freaking out, and like just because she has more life experience, she'll be like, "Relax, like it's gonna be chill." But like my favorite, I don't know. My favorite trait. It's also yeah. It's a tough question. I think she's just this very like strong Israeli woman. That you know, like that just like speaks her mind and like isn't scared of people. And I only grew up like just being like a little more shy and like a little bit more of like you know just like a nice girl. You know, I'm not like not that she's like you know mean or whatever, but like you know like she's always been like a value of hers is like getting what you want when you want it. And it's just something that I'm trying to internalize. And everyone that meets her, you know, says it about her. And like you know, like I'm such a crybaby, you know, and I'll like call her crying and stuff, and she'll be like, "Why are you crying about this?" So I'm trying, you know, I'm just, I really admire like her tough shell, but at the same time, like her ability to be emotional. So yeah, like mushy times with our moms. Yeah, cheers.
Oh, I love
Cheers to
that.
Catherine and cheers to Iris or Mrs. Holloway and Mrs. Adler. Cheers to that.
Yes, the best moms ever. Maybe we should make that the title of this
Yeah.
episode.
Mama's
I love it. I love it. I mean, it's kind of like when you were saying that about your mom, I was thinking like, let's get down to business. Tits and feet. Da, da, da. That's what I was thinking because she's like, let's get down to
That's
business.
literally my mom. Like, yeah. And that's my
I
mom's my favorite Disney princess, so it all adds up.
So we have had questions from listeners. Thank you so much, people, for answering in to our questions. We're like, what should we talk about this episode? I feel like we practically have talked just chillingly so far, but still, here's a few questions that our listeners wanted to know about us. So they wanted to know our bat mitzvah experiences and stories, and then also non-Jewish guy dates, if we ever dated anyone who was non-Jewish and how that went. Okay, so bat mitzvah experiences. So Abby, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I it's crazy to me that like we haven't even thought to speak about bat mitzvahs because that's like becoming a Jewish woman.
I
You
know.
can't be a kosher girl without your bat mitzvah. So mine,
No.
I actually I lived in Israel at the time, so my parents went really hard, like because they wanted to like include all our family in the States, but also my friends in Israel. So, you know, now I get like why I'm such a party girl like these days. I had three parties back then and I got to travel. So, okay, let me break it down for you.
Break it
Yeah.
down.
First party, like things in Israel are more low key. And I kind of like, even as a 12-year-old, I like thought that my life was a movie and I was like, you know what? I don't know why I'm coughing. I guess I'm coming down with a little bit of a cold now that no one's wearing masks in Israel, you know? Anyway, so the first party, I was like, I'm gonna be different and I'm gonna have my birthday party at the beach. Like very like my bat mitzvah at the beach. It was very low key, like I was wearing a beach dress, just like invited girls in my class. And my mom had like my tutor who was in high school just plan the whole thing, like plan beach activities, and we just brought like a picnic basket and like played like water games and stuff. And that was it. It was super low key, super Israeli, and like I still like smile about it. And then I don't know. And then obviously, yeah, we have to. So that was really good memories of just being like buried in the sand with, you know, my tween friends, which is really cute.
What Parsha was this?
Oh, okay. So I'm gonna get into that also because I read from the Torah, but not in Israel. My parsha was Acharei Mot. Kind of
Okay.
depressing because it means after death, but you know, there are deaths in the Torah, which is, you know, it's just part of the human experience, I guess. So that's
Okay.
yeah. So my dad actually in Great Neck, we have something called Women's Tefillah Group, the Women's Prayer Group, because in Orthodox synagogues, you women can't sing in front of men, but my parents still wanted me and my sister to have that experience, so. So my dad taught me three aliyot, and I remember I was so nervous. I was like, "Oh my God!" Like all the attention's on me, and like looking back, I was 12, and like no one cared. But so we flew. We didn't just fly back to New York for that, but yeah, like you know, I got praised by all the old ladies at shul. I don't remember how to lay and how to sing from the Torah now, so bummer. But you know, that was my moment. You know, my my moment in the spotlight. And then, of course, so that was my second party. And then last but not least, you need an actual, like, party. I don't know if I mentioned, my mom's heritage is Persian. So we obviously had it out Colbert in New York with my whole Persian Israeli side of the family, you know, all that.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Aww. That's cute.
Yeah. Oh, you've eaten at Colbert, right? In the city.
I love that restaurant. Yeah. It's so good. It's so yeah. good.
It's a great fun night out in the town. So it was kind of just like, you know, all the li-li-lis. And also, like, I really like, I don't know about you, like, picking out the bat mitzvah dress. I really wanted a pink dress, but because my sister wore a lacy black dress, I, like, copied her and got a lacy black dress. But, like, looking back, the pink one was cuter. And, like, next time I'm going to go with my own gut, because I was, like, this little girl that was just, like, copying everything her older sister was doing. I still look cute, but pink is my color. You know, now that I'm in my 20s, I've come to terms with the fact that I love pink and I'm not ashamed of it. So yeah, three crazy parties. And now, I don't know you, like, mine, I did a whole world tour, but I got to stop in Rome for 2 days, on the way back on a stopover flight with my family on the way back to Israel. So basically, by my bat mitzvah, I was a world traveler. And let's see if yours can compare to that. No pressure.
Oh my gosh. Wait, so which was your favorite part? Which was your favorite party?
They were all so different. I would probably, like, I don't know. I don't want to be like I'm a low maintenance girl, but
they all were different.
Yeah, but I would say the beach party, because I just, like, I remember thinking to myself, you're so creative and you're so unique, Abby, that you're having your party on the beach. So still now I'm like, wow, like, Abby, you're not like other girls. Like, you had your bat mitzvah on the beach. So yeah, let's go with that one.
I'm not like other girls. That's funny. Okay, I really wish I was invited. I really want to see those pictures. What did you wear for you laning from the Torah and, like, for your beach party?
Oh my gosh. I don't remember the laning from the Torah, but it's definitely something my mom picked out because, like, you know, like, it had to be, like appropriate for synagogue and everything. Not that I dressed like a
whole way yeah.
well, mm-hmm. but, you know, like, I didn't know what to wear to that. And then I remember – it's so funny that I remember these things. For the beach party, it was like a cool, like, patchy hipster dress from Target that I thought was so cool and wore for, like, years. You know how, like, you and Lily and Miriam are always making fun of me for, like, you know, picking one outfit for the summer and wearing it the whole time? So that, like, after that dress yes. at my bat mitzvah, like, I just, like, wore it for, like, 2 years afterwards. It was like a plaid kind of patterny dress. Like a sundress kind of.
But okay.
That's good.
It sounds like you looked amazing. Mine was definitely very different. So I went to a conservative shul. So I also leaned from the Torah, but I leaned in front of men Ooh, and women. Scandalous. My parsha was Noach. So about the animals and the ark. It was so fun. It was, like, very, very fun. I enjoyed that a lot. So, yeah, when I laned from the Parsha, my outfit was literally, it was horrible. I don't know why. My mom's like, everyone wears a suit. So I had to wear a freaking brown suit while I was in front of the Bima, in front of all the cute little, you know, boys in my grade. And I felt, it was just like a mess. I didn't like how I looked. I felt like I looked like poop because I was wearing brown. And then classic me, the day of my bat mitzvah, I get my first pimple ever on the side of my head, and I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to cover it. So I was like bright red thing, pimple at the top of my head while I'm meeting and greeting all my family and friends and all the hot boys I invited. But it's just like, it's crazy because I feel that when I was that age, I was so old and I knew so much and, like, I was so grown, you know? But looking back at it, I was a baby. Like, why did I think I don't know. I was, like, really, really a baby. I was only, like, in seventh grade. But I had a kick-ass lunch. It was amazing. We did a little kiddush after me laning. And then had a little break in the day, and then there was a party at night. So my party was like a DJ party. I wore this like satin strapless red dress. I was hot.
First, relate, like you were singing in front of boys, and then you wore a red dress. This sounds way more wild than mine.
It gets better. So, okay, well, first of all, the food was I was really into fashion way back in the day. So it was called like Jory's International Fashion, like Square. It was the theme, like fashion and like international for the party at night. So all the food was like at night was from different places. So we had like a sushi place. We had a taco bar. We had like Italian pizza bar. And we had like drinks to coordinate with all the food. So it was very like international food themed. All of the tables were like different designer bags. So like you were at the Dior table, you're at the Louis Vuitton table. It was very bougie, very jappy type of party. And then last but not least, best part of the night, I get asked to dance with the hottest boy ever. Someone comes up to me. He's like, "This. His name is Benji. It's fine. I can say his name. It's fine." He was like, Benji. He was like, someone came up to me and was like, "Jory, Benji would like to dance with you." And I'm like, "Stop." At the end of the night, I'm like, "No way. He wants to dance with me." And I'm like this pimp on the top of my head. And then, and then we did a slow dance at the end of the night, like very distance, like my hands were on his shoulders, his hands were on my waist as far as possible. My parents were staring at us, but he asked to dance with me and I literally made my night. And then one sec, when I was writing, he like gave me a gift. You know how you get gifts from people. When I was writing his thank you note, like a month later or something, I wrote, "Thanks so much, blah, 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 for the gift." And then I wrote, "Love you, Jory." Why would I write that I loved him? Doesn't make any sense.
Really ballsy back then. You're 12 years old. You're like, "I'm going to take a risk with this guy." He took a risk with you. I mean, he saw you wearing the red dress and he was like, "I need to ask her to dance. Like, I don't care.
I know.
I'm going to ask her to dance."
He's so hot. He's so cute. And he's like still gorgeous, and I will never forget that. That was like the highlight of my life. Yeah, so that was my bat mitzvah experience. It was so fun.
I think my party at the beach was all girls, so like we couldn't even, you know, like show off in our bikinis because there are no boys yet there. So I guess like, you know, like there's slow dancing at conservative bat mitzvahs, like it's so different.
Yeah, I wonder if he remembers. I don't know. It definitely meant a lot to me. But those were the good old days. Oh, the bat mitzvah days.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. You know, the awkwardness, the pimples. But, you know, we really thought that life was starting then. And that's kind of like very cute and naive looking back and being like, that we really thought we were like real women, you know?
I know, you're definitely not.
We need to have we should have bat mitzvahs like in our 20s, like re-bat mitzvah. Normalize bat mitzvah season,
right?
In your 20s when you actually like realize who you are as a person.
First of all, it would be so much fun. Like your friends would be like, because everyone's birthday is like different, you know what I mean? So like it would be any time throughout the year, every night, Saturday night, someone else has another like banger party with like unlimited open bar alcohol. Sounds amazing to me.
Yeah. Or, we could just keep throwing parties without calling it a bat mitzvah.
True.
I hope that sufficiently, you know, painted a picture of what me and Jory were like at bat mitzvah age. We were both very cool cats.
Very cool. Oops. Meow. So, non-Jewish guys. So, someone asked us about dating boys and non-Jewish guys. So, what that's like. Okay. So this can go a lot of different ways. I don't know how we want to take this. Our experiences or our views on how we think about it. How do you want to take it?
So, I mean, me personally, like, I don't really, like, have, like, you know, that many experiences, like, with, like, non-Jewish guys. Like, the forbidden fruit, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I think about it, if you could make it work, like, kudos to you. For me, like as an Orthodox Jew, I'd like nah, like I don't think that we're like on the same like wavelength at all. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
No, for sure. I'm totally with you. I mean, it's just so different. Like, I would say even a guy who isn't religious is still like there's still struggles and things like that, even if he's Jewish. And you're observant. Like, we have this problem all the
yeah.
time.
Well,
It's like an ongoing
I
thing.
mean, like, do you have like a specific experience?
I don't think personally, I'm thinking about like in general, I've dated guys who aren't Jewish. I'll give you an example and then I'll tell you just like why I don't think it works. But I was talking to Abby about this last year. So I met this guy, like I think I talked to you about him before, but I met him at an Escape the Room. And for some reason, I was like, this is the person I love. We're gonna end up together. I'm like talking to my mom about like he's not Jewish. Is it okay? But like I think it's gonna work out. And I'm like thinking we're gonna get married. I still think for some reason I just thought like he's the one and I'm gonna end up with him. There was a night where I cried to Abby, or time where I cried to Abby. We're having a conversation, and I'm like, Abby, I don't know what to do without him. I think he's the one. I love him. And I'm like, look at him, Abby. We're like FaceTiming the guy, and he's like driving his car. He's like, Jory, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like crying to explain how much I love him. So I'm a little crazy when it gets to relationships. So I thought that was gonna work. And then I opened my eyes and was like, what the F, Jory? He was joking with me and saying, no, he was joking with me. And he was saying, like, I think I told you, I went to McDonald's. I got the milkshake, fries, and cheeseburger and hamburger, but I didn't get the cheese on the hamburger, so it's okay. I'm like, no, it's not okay because you're having a milkshake and you're having a hamburger. And me to explain those things to him, I was acting like it was chill and that he would learn that like kosher over time. But no, that was a struggle for me. And then also became anti-Semite and then it ended clearly. And what the fuck was I thinking? But
I mean,
anywho,
yeah.
I don't think it's gonna
I
work,
think
honestly.
generally, like, I don't think relationships could work between anti-Semites and Jews. So,
Of course.
I'm glad you got out of it. And also, it's like funny because, like, I feel like, non-Jewish people are obviously, respectful of other people's cultures and everything. But, like how you told him about like the kosher, like, about like, oh, well, like that's not actually kosher because, like, you can't have a milkshake with a burger. Like, people are like, you guys sound psycho. Like, they're like, it's
I
like
know.
already like, at least like, at least non-religious people like kind of get it. Do you know what I mean? Like, they know your vibe. And I do think I would say, like, if you're not Orthodox or like, I don't know, like you grew up conservative, yeah, like obviously, like if you're Jewish and you're like not observant, then it shouldn't be a problem. But like, if you want this to be part of your lifestyle, then like, no. I feel like we're maybe like this
Yeah.
question was supposed to be like fun, and we're like taking it seriously, like sad, but like it won't work out. But
No, it can't happen. No. But no, but like if you think this person is the one, like I thought, go for
first, make sure that they're not an anti-Semite, and then maybe he's the one.
wasn't the
Yeah.
one. Don't listen to me. He wasn't the one. Okay. Anywho,
Okay.
that's our take. That's our take. But Abs, who's coach? Let's figure out who's coach boy of the week this week.
All right, it's our favorite segment. Remember when we used to sing for Coach Boy of the Week, and then like they were just so
Coach boy.
cool. So he is 25 and thriving. Me and him are the same age. What up? And he is
Yeah.
unemployed. He just got a job. Wait, not he's not unemployed. Sorry, I meant he's employed in a fun way. He just got a job working sales in tech in New York. But ladies that live in Israel, he's planning on moving to Israel in about half a year. So keep your eyes peeled if you want to start a pen pal relationship with him now. And his ultimate goal is to build out the music industry in Israel. And until now, he's been in the music industry in New York, so he's taken the party over to the Holy Land. As for his hobbies, his passions, he loves to play guitar, go hiking and camping, and he's gotten a lot more into cooking lately, which is honestly like it sounds like my kind of guy. Like I love outdoorsy guys. And I can't cook for shit.
He's super outdoorsy. His Instagram is so
Oh, let's
good.
check
His Instagram is
it
so
out.
good. And he does music, which is pretty cool. He used to work with Sony, I guess, and Atlantic Records. Like, I guess he was a part of that. I can't believe he responded. Cool. and he takes really sick pictures. He looks like a fun
Yeah, there's
guy.
like so
What
really
else?
gorgeous, gorgeous nature pictures. Like I would say his Instagram is like a nature Instagram. And I kind of like that. Like I like guys that take pictures of themselves, but also like, you know, it leaves a little mystery and shows that like he's not like a narcissist at all.
He says he's looking for someone outgoing, adventurous.
Basically, he said that he's very open, you know, because he says something very deep because like in reality, like who knows what we're looking for? You might like end up falling for like the opposite person that like you think you want on paper, you know? So, if you're open-minded and like you know, and are also into like outdoorsy musical kind of dudes, slide into his DMs. His name is Mitch Gold, so you can find him at Mitch Gold 95. That's MITCHGOLD 95. Keep it kosh with him, ladies.
Keep us posted about any other questions or topics you want us to talk about. We like that. We like questions. And follow us on Instagram at Two Kosh
And we
Girls.
want to hear like, you know, I feel like you guys could have cool like dating non-Jewish guy stories that could be cool for us or dating Jewish guys, you know, like we want to
Yeah.
hear about you guys too. Like we just talk and talk and talk and like sometimes we just need to shut up and hear other people's stories. So yeah.
I agree. Thanks, guys. Have a great rest of your week.
Yalla, shavua tov.
Bye.